Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. The U.S. Navy has ordered a broad investigation into naval operations after a guided missile destroyer collided with a merchant ship east of Singapore Monday, the second such collision in as many months. 10 American sailors are reported missing and 5 injured, with the USS John S. McCain sustaining significant damage as a result of the incident near the Strait of Malacca, according to a statement from the U.S. 7th Fleet. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis spoke to reporters while traveling in Jordan.
I also fully support the Chief of Naval Operations, Admiral John Richardson's efforts right now. He has put together a broader inquiry to look into these incidents and to determine any of the causal factors, to determine what's going on, both immediate contributors to this incident, but also any related factors. And once we have those facts, we'll share them with you.
Officials said Monday's collision punctured a hole in the ship's hull below the waterline, causing several areas to flood, including a sleeping compartment for sailors, as well as some of the ship's communications rooms. U.S. President Donald Trump will outline the United States' path forward in Afghanistan in a speech Monday night. Trump will deliver an address at 1 Universal Time Tuesday from the military base at Fort Myer, just outside of Washington. That's according to the White House. VOA will have complete coverage of the president's speech. Please look at our website at www.voanews.com. This is VOA News. Police in Spain have shot a man wearing a suicide belt in a town west of Barcelona Monday amid the hunt for the perpetrator of Thursday's deadly van attack. It is unclear if the man was the main suspect in the Thursday van attack. Spanish newspaper La Vanguardia earlier reported Monday that he had been arrested, but police have not confirmed this. Authorities in Spain said Monday they believe the driver responsible for the deadly ramming attack that killed 15 people is a 22-year-old Moroccan man they've been searching for as the last member of a 12-person cell still at large. The U.S. Embassy in Moscow says the United States will halt the issuing of all non-immigrant visas from Russia from Wednesday to September 1st. The embassy says the move is due to the Russian government-imposed cap on its staff levels. An embassy statement said Monday all non-immigrant visa operations across Russia will be suspended on August 23rd. Operations will resume in Moscow on September 1st. Visa operations at the U.S. consulates will remain suspended indefinitely. The statement said all scheduled appointments for non-immigrant visas would be canceled. Russian President Vladimir Putin has named Deputy Foreign Minister Anatoly Antonov as the country's new ambassador to the United States. He will replace Sergei Kislyak, who served as Moscow's envoy to Washington for more than 9 years. U.S.-Russian relations have fallen to their lowest point since the Cold War, with the U.S. intelligence agencies concluding that Moscow interfered in the 2016 presidential election in an effort to help Donald Trump win. Russia has denied meddling in the election. Special Counsel Robert Mueller is conducting a criminal probe into whether the Trump campaign illegally colluded with Moscow. The United States and South Korea began their annual military exercises Monday, with officials describing the largely computer-simulated war games as defensive in nature. The drills draw objections from North Korea, which sees them as a rehearsal for an invasion. A commentary in Sunday's edition of North Korean state-run newspaper said President Trump and South Korean President Moon Jae-in are playing with fire by holding the drills and aggravating the already tense situation on the Korean peninsula. More than 60% of voters in 3 key states that helped Donald Trump win the presidency now say they're embarrassed by him. Asked if Trump's conduct since taking office made them proud or embarrassed, 64% of voters in Michigan and Wisconsin and 63% in Pennsylvania say they've been embarrassed. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.